Wow, it's an honor to speak to such a Chashuvah Tzibur. And this is, as we know, prime time, you know, otherwise we'd be learning in the middle of Seder now. And truth is that I really plan to dish out some very harsh mussar to everyone here. And this is my first ever Tuesday Shmooze, and it might be my last. So everyone listen carefully to what I'm going to say, because I might not get to say it again. I'm going to be calling out a lot of people. Okay. You know, over here, it says that we're feeling sluggish and schleppy.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Sluggish and schleppy. Now, of course we're sluggish and schleppy. Or sluggish and schleppy. You know why? Because we're made out of dirt. Adam. We're made out of Adama. What is a person made out of? He's made out of Chomrius. We belong on the ground. That's the nature of a person, is to belong on the ground. Naturally, we are sluggish and schleppy. But Jews are not natural people. Jews are above nature. Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zatzal, said in the shir that I was okay to go to, he said that Avraham Avinu, the father of our nation, was not able to have children. And Sarah Imenu, Ein La Vlad, as she says, Ein La Beis Vlad, she didn't have a womb. We come from a father and a mother. We come from forefathers who weren't naturally able to have children. Why? Because we are a nation that is above nature. How does one get above nature? How does one rise above their own limitations based on our own physical abilities? Well, Rabbi Blasco already answered part of the answer. But there's a lot more to it. We know that it says in the Gemara, "B'derech she'adam rotza leilech bo melichim oso." Now the Marsha says, what does that mean? In the way that a person wants to go, he is led. It means that the Marsha says that there are malachim that help a person. If a person starts to go in a certain way, if they try to do a certain mitzvah, so the malachim are going to go and escort him and carry him on to do it. The Marsha says the same thing by the mitzvah of escorting somebody. If you have a guest and you want to go and escort him out, that's the biggest mitzvah. Why? You walk a few steps with him. The Marsha says, because when you walk a few steps with him, the malachim are going to go and continue walking with him the rest of the way and protect him. Ki malachav yitzav lechol deshamrech v'chol derkecha. The malachim are going to go and escort him. Meaning to say, all we do is take the first steps. All we can do is take the first steps. We can't do more than that. We really don't have the ability to do more than that. But if we take the first steps, all of a sudden, min shamayim, we're lifted up and we're carried to a new level of ability. It says in last week's parsha that Moshe held up his hands to the heavens while the fight with Amalek was raging. Now, he didn't go out to the fight with Amalek. He sent Yeshua out to the fight. And as Moshe was standing there with his hands up in the sky to daven to Hashem, it says, V'yedei Moshe kvedim. And the hands of Moshe were heavy. And why were Moshe's hands heavy? Why were they, so to speak, on his level, sluggish and lethargic? Why? Why? Rashi says why. What? Because he was on his level lazy with the mitzvah, and he appointed Yeshua instead to do the mitzvah, his hands were heavy. What we see from here is an amazing thing. We think that we have energy. We have energy and we take our energy and we put it into a mitzvah, but it's not so. If we put our energy into a mitzvah, that gives us energy. The mitzvahs give us energy. You see, a person is chomrius. A person has nothing. A person is dirt. But he has a ruach Hashem, vayipach v'avav nishmas chayim. Hashem blows into him his spirit. How does Hashem blow into a person his spirit? True, when he's born. But much more than that. Daniel, right? Much more than that. Even when he chooses, any time you choose to do a mitzvah, you make an effort, you put in your energy into a mitzvah, Hashem blows into you the spirit of that mitzvah and enables you and charges you to be able to do that mitzvah. And when Moshe didn't do a mitzvah, he was heavy, he was sluggish. And when a person does a mitzvah, they're energized, and they're motivated, and they're given supernatural energies to be able to fulfill that mitzvah that they tried to do. It says that when people made the Mishkan, there were many people who were involved in making the Mishkan. They were Nadva Liban. They had a outpouring of love for Hashem that they wanted to do all different kinds of things for the Mishkan. And the Mefarshim say, what does it mean that they wanted to do all these things for the Mishkan? They weren't able to. They didn't know how to do all these fine crafts and skills of making all the different aspects of the Mishkan, all the embroidery and all. They were slaves. They were working with bricks in Mitzrayim. What did they know? Because they wanted to, Hashem gave them supernatural abilities. Hashem gave them the chachma and the ability to fulfill the mitzvos that they wanted to do. And that's the truth with any mitzvah that we do. If we want to do a mitzvah, what, you think I'm a speaker? You think I know how to speak? I'm telling you, I'm the most tongue-tied, antisocial person. Personally, me, this person right here. But I have a mitzvah here. You have all these people here who want to hear a Dvar Torah. So Hashem is saying His words of Torah. That's the way it works. The way it works is we don't have any abilities on our own naturally. Everything is what Hashem breathed into us, His word and His mitzvos. His mitzvos are His commands, and the source of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah, is the Torah. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. A mitzvah is like a candle. It has many parts to it, the candle. It has the wax, it has the wick, and it has the flame. The flame of the candle, the source of life, the neshama of the candle, is the Torah. Ki ner mitzvah b'torah or. The candle has physical elements, so do the mitzvos. But the source of the mitzvah, what makes it so holy, what makes it so special, is the light of Hashem that Hashem wants, that the ratzon of Hashem in the mitzvah. When we go and do a mitzvah, we're infusing it with the light of Torah. The light of Torah is more than anything else, no say es nosa. The light of the Torah is more than anything else, raises up those who involve themselves in it. And you see this, and every Rebbe here can attest to it, that any time a person takes some little bit of energy that he has, he feels, I just have naturally a little bit left in me. I have a little bit more energy, a little bit more motivation, a little bit more excitement, and I'm going to put it into learning, I'm going to throw it into my Avodas Hashem, into my learning, into a piece of Gemara, into a piece of work, and I'm going to throw it in. All of a sudden, they're lifted up. The person is lifted up. He's given supernatural energy, and it doesn't make any sense, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, but you can see it time and time again in your own life, whenever you want. A nis nigla, an open miracle for anyone who wants to see. Just try it. Try it, and anyone here who tries it will see. And I'm sure everyone who's been doing this challenge sees it. And the point of the challenge, by the way, if I may say, is not only to do this challenge, but to see for yourselves and be able to see. It should be a nasless gnosis. It should be a sign for you to always remember that whenever you do this, and whenever you put your energy into learning, whenever you try to put your whatever natural abilities you have into service of Hashem, Hashem is going to give you way more supernatural abilities and way more supernatural excitement, because the source of all of our excitement, the source of all of our happiness, is Hashem's word, is Hashem's ruach inside of us. The Aron HaKodesh is the example of the Torah. The Aron HaKodesh represents the Torah. The Aron HaKodesh, more than anything else, is nosei es nosa. It lifts up those who carry it. It didn't look like that. There were Levim who looked like they were the ones who are carrying the Torah. They would hold the Torah, and they would hold the Aron, and as they were holding it, they would walk, and they looked like they were bearing it with their strength and with their ability. That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like till they got to the Jordan River. When they got to the Jordan River, everyone saw that it wasn't like that. Because when they got to the Jordan River, the Kohanim held the Aron. And when the Kohanim held the Aron, they stepped in. And the waters split, the waters started to pile up in a tremendous pile high into the air. And all of the Israel crossed. And then the Kohanim stepped back. And they stepped back on the far side of the Jordan. And the waters came back down. And then they walked over the river. They flew over the river by being lifted up by the Aron, and everyone saw that it wasn't the people who held the Aron but it was the Aron that held the people. The Aron is no seis no sub. And the Torah is no seis no sub. It uplifts all of those who carry it. All those who bear the Torah, it uplifts them. And you can see this today, if you try for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, to be no say the Torah, to be sameach, and to be energized in learning the Torah, you will see, I guarantee it, everyone here knows already. That's what I'm calling you all out. That you all know that the Torah is no sayas no sub. It uplifts those. Think in your own life. Think in your own learning. The Torah uplifts each one of us when we involve ourselves in it. Much more than we feel naturally that we're able to do. The Torah empowers us. The Torah energizes us. It excites us. And that's the pasuk in Tehillim. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev. The words of the Torah are straight and just. They make our hearts happy. They make us excited. Mitzvah Hashem Bara Meiras Einayim. The Torah and the mitzvos, they brighten our eyes. You know, in this room about 15 years ago, I was sitting over here, and all of a sudden, started to hear this rumble, and I was thinking, okay, maybe it's a generator turned on downstairs, and then it got a little stronger, and I said, okay, maybe it's a bomb quake or something, and then it continued on even more for longer and longer, and the whole building started shaking, and I realized, no, this is actually what we call an earthquake. And it was an earthquake, and it was 15 years ago here, and I wasn't wearing my shoes because I was in the middle of a shir, which wasn't such a good idea, but I wasn't in the middle of a shir. Rabbi David was giving a shir. And I ran to this door, and I know what you're supposed to do in the doorway is you're supposed to stand in the doorway like this. I did this, or the doorway over here. And then everyone else decided that they wanted to go out, and you couldn't stand in the doorway anymore because everyone wanted to go out. And we went downstairs, Baruch Hashem, the whole world was shaking. The whole world was shaking. Everything around us was shaking. And you realize that the entire nature is in Hashem's hands. Hashem can control everything here. We think that things are stable. We think that things are. Nothing stands in the way of Hashem. Hashem's will overrides everything. Hashem's will is able to break through everything. And like we see by the bear Miriam, we see that even if a person feels like their heart is like a rock, if you want, Hashem can turn a rock into water. It says, Hashem, what does it say in Chalamish Lamayno Mayim? A hard rock into water. Hashem can turn around nature in a second. In Hashem's eyes, everything is the same. And Hashem is giving us the ability, through His mitzvos, through His commandments, to uplift us, to raise us above the level of our natural ability. So I just want to give everyone a bracha. I'm ending short, but I just want to give everyone a bracha, because this is really the main point, that we should all, Be'ezat Hashem, be zocha to do this challenge, and to take on the real challenge of life, which is really to have this opportunity, which is what Jews are, the opportunity of being able to rise above our natural abilities, and to be able to choose that we are going to do the word of Hashem. And as soon as we do that, we're uplifted, like the Malachim, uplifted to a different level, a higher level of being, and we feel that uplifted, we feel that simcha, and that energy in all of our lives. Be'ezat Hashem.